Good morning, and thank you for being here. I'm going to be talking today about gaps between demand and supply of the geriatric advanced practice nurse workforce. And I'm actually really going to focus today in this short presentation on the advanced practice nurse supply side. And I have no disclosures. So one of the things that we know is that we are going to have what many say is the silver tsunami over the next many years, right? So we think that the older adults will more than double. And I think it's always intriguing. It's not just the older adults, but when you think about that segment over the age of 85, that is the fastest growing segment of society. It's far outstripped our children's growth. So we really need to think about how we're going to be prepared to take care of those folks. The other thing that's important is that older adults are disproportionate users of healthcare. And they account for 35% of hospitalizations, 38% of emergency responses, and 80% of our older adults have chronic conditions. So they use our healthcare services extensively. For years now, we've had an expectation that we're going to be short of primary healthcare providers. And one of the roles that advanced practice nurses, primarily nurse practitioners, can play is in filling the gap in this shortage. And so why are we talking about advanced practice nurses in this particular session? One is that they provide a disproportionate amount of care to older adults, given that they are a fairly small segment of healthcare providers when you compare that to physicians. So 23% of all office visits are provided by advanced practice nurses, and about 26% of all nursing home visits are made by nurse practitioners. If we think about this, we have nurse practitioners who provide primary care services. It takes shorter amount of time and at less cost to educate and train them. And research has shown that they provide equivalent care and in some cases better care in terms of outcomes when compared with physician care. So we approach the issue of advanced practice nurses and trying to understand how many do we have in the population in order to care for our older adults. And one of the problems that we find is that we have real difficulty in understanding because our methodology varies widely. Most of what we know comes from sample surveys from professional organizations and to some extent from certifications from national certification examinations or state examinations. Unfortunately, those numbers do not include the actual true numbers of advanced practice nurses providing care to older adults. For example, much of the care that's provided to older adults would be provided by adult nurse practitioners and family nurse practitioners versus gerontological nurse practitioners. So when we think about what that gerontological specialty is, we think of the GNPs and not the ANPs and FNPs. So we thought to ourselves, does the National Provider Identifier Database, I'll be referring to that as NPI, provide better information related to the geriatric advanced practice nurse workforce than the traditional sources? And we hypothesized that it would. And primarily, we based that hypothesis on the fact that if you want to get paid by Medicare, you have to enroll in the NPI database. So it seemed reasonable and logical that this would provide a better source of that information. And we thought that these data would be more accurate in helping us to identify specific supply and demand issues, especially when we were looking at state and county levels. So let me tell you a little bit about the NPI database. This contains all clinical and organizational providers who are paid by Medicare or Medicaid. They have to enroll in this in order to be paid. It provides a 10-digit unique identifier, which takes the place of Social Security numbers, which we used in the past. It's used to link the provider services to the payments that they receive. And all providers have to enroll in this database in order to be paid. However, organizational providers that enroll may not necessarily enroll all of their individual providers, which is one of the things that we came across when we were doing our work. They've developed an extensive taxonomy to identify the different types of providers, both at the individual and clinician level. And here's an example of some of the things that are in the taxonomy. So you can see there's multiple choices. And I, if you're looking at from the allopathic physician down to family medicine and then to geriatric medicine, imagine all of the other specialties that are in there as well. Same thing with registered nurses, the physician assistant and advanced practice nurses. There's just hundreds of different specialties in all of the provider organizations and the clinicians. To tell you a little bit about the database in general, you can see here that it not only does this cover the United States and all of its territories, but this is an international database because we have people who provide care to our U.S. citizens all over the world. There are 3.56 million entries into this database. And it's quite extensive. It comes, it's a freely downloadable, comes in an Excel spreadsheet, takes forever to download, but once you get it, it's pretty easy to work with. But we had several challenges when we tried to identify the workforce. First of all, there's a section in there that allows you to put your credential in. Do you know how many ways there is to write GNP, FNP, MSN? On and on and on. There were just so many different ways to. So that free text was a challenge. They have predefined taxonomies, but they have very little guidelines in terms of how you choose the taxonomy. We came across 33 different credentials for geriatric advanced practice nurses. We came across 72 different taxonomies that that group was identified with. So, again, it's got some potential, but there are a lot of challenges in working with it. We developed an algorithm to try to get to the bottom of this group, starting with if they choose a taxonomy that's geriatric, we should count all of those. And then we went through a various ways of looking at organizations, seeing whether there were geriatric credentials associated with the organization. Then we looked at the ability to seeing whether, so you'll see what we actually ended up with is 2,712, or only 2.2% of the total group of all advanced practice nurses. So there were 123,000 in there, but only 2% that were identified. And here you can see how we identified them by type, GNP, geriatric clinical nurse specialist, etc. And you'll also see that the largest group is family nurse practitioners. We know that, traditionally FNPs provide a lot of geriatric care. This is a slide that just tells you the challenge that we have in trying to better understand our advanced practice nurse workforce. You can see that depending on who you ask, we have anywhere from 100,000 to 250,000 advanced practice nurses who provide care to older adults. So this is our advanced practice nurses, and then a different percentage, ranging from 2.6 up to 3.2, and what we identified was 2.2%, so a very, very, very small amount who actually clearly provide care in that we can identify. We know that there's many more that actually provide the care. So one of the things that, again, is a challenge is we can't see how many we have. We really don't know how many we need. So this issue of trying to understand the ratio of advanced practice nurses to population is really important. We don't have a good source for how many, what the ideal ratio ought to be, And although there's been multiple efforts to try to predict what that would be, there's still quite a wide range. And everybody who publishes about it sort of says, well, we think. So right now, we currently have about 24 per 10,000, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. HRSA projects that we should have 29 per 10,000. And one of the things that I, in our research, is we found that there's a lot of predictions that the NP workforce ought to double in about the next 5 years. This is a very difficult slide for you to see, but what I'm trying to show is on the left side, these are the data that we found in the NPI database, compared to on the right side, the Kaiser Family Foundation. And we tried to look at the ratio of advanced practice nurses per 10,000 population. And you can see there's a huge variety across the nation, ranging from 2 to 3 per 10,000 population, up to 8 to 10 for us, and then Kaiser Family Foundation was higher. And I think that when we, so in the bottom two slides, we looked at what was it for just the population over the age of 65. And in ours, we looked at just those NPs that we could identify that maybe would have had some way of being identified for geriatric. So either they said that they were GNPs themselves or FNPs working in long-term care, or we went through actually organizations to find if it said senior on it, all of these different ways to find, and we think there we might have as many as 18 to 26 for the older, ranging all the way up to about 96, with the average being about 30. Well, again, we don't have any way to really confirm whether all of that is true. So there's lots of limitations. The NPI database is relatively new, less than 5 years old. There's lots of problems with the database, and very little bit of guideline, very few guidelines that help you along the way. So, and the other problem is that it does not include all APNs. So one of the ways that nurse practitioners can be employed is through an insurance company. They're not identified in here. The VA, one of the largest employers of nurse practitioners in the world, does not. They are not identified in this database as well. So even though we know that there's this issue, we don't know the extent of the gap that we have. The NPI database does not really improve our knowledge, mainly because it's not clear about how not only advanced practice nurses, but anybody ought to be filling this out. There are too many different kinds of opportunities that you can choose. And so it means that we have very little way to look in the future to see what our needs really are in terms of preparing for caring for older adults. And we don't think that the data is actually reflective and accurate in many ways, again, because people are not giving clear enough guidelines about how to fill this out. But it really exhibits a great potential for future with modifications. So we have some recommendations. First of all, we think that this database should be required for all healthcare providers, everybody, regardless of whether you're paid by CMS. If you get licensed, you ought to enroll in it. Because right now, we don't have any real way to know what our workforce is for any healthcare provider. That's for physicians as well as nurses and others. Enrollment process guidelines are needed. Additional help to provide, to be given to the applicants to actually fill this database out. I know in our own practice, we didn't fill it out. It was the financial folks, the billing folks, that actually filled it out. And of course, one of the things is not allowing free text in the database, because that is really problematic. So we're hoping to publish these results and also publish some of these guidelines and recommendations in the hope that they will make some changes in the database in the future. All right, thank you. Any questions? Yes. Okay, that's a very good question. So the question is about the role of physician assistants and where do they fit in. Well, the physician assistants are going to play a very important role as well. Similar to advanced practice nurses, they are trained to provide primary care services. Unfortunately, they are even less of the workforce in providing care to older adults. It's not an area that physician assistants tend to go towards. But they certainly are capable of doing this work and are an important part of the workforce overall. And I think that as we've looked at the database for the physician assistants, we looked at all professions. Unfortunately, they're like 0.5% of the overall workforce for geriatric care. A lot of physician assistants are going more into the specialty areas now.